Telling me about the fence that has the twisted wire on it?
Barbed wire.
Okay. Did you ever see a fence or a wall that's made out of loose stone or rock?
No. We don't have those rock fences here.
Do they have them in Mississippi at all?
They may have, but I saw some in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And you can see a lot of them out west, out in West Texas.
Say if you had a really nice set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of
China.
Okay. Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
A China egg? Well, yes, I had Easter egg when I was a child. That's made out of China. I kept it a long time. I wish I still had it. China eggs.
You mentioned a bucket. What was the bucket made out of?
Well, most of them made out of tin. But we had cedar buckets one time. And that was a water bucket. You know, you'd go to the cedar bucket, and they always had a dip in it. You'd reach in and get your drink of water. And you'd be sure to throw that out. Don't put that water back in the bucket, but you put the dipper back in for the next person to drink out of.
What about a bucket that you could have in your kitchen to throw scraps in for the hogs?
That's a slop bucket.
Okay. What's a pail? Do people use that word around here?
Not here, no. We know it's a bucket. I do. But we don't use the word pail.
And something that when people would wash their clothes out in the yard, what would they have to heat up the water in?
Wash pot.
Okay.
A black iron wash pot. We still have one. I think it's up at my son's. I was thinking about that today. I want to get him to bring it down and let me clean it out. I know he's let it get rusty.
What about something that you could have for heating up water for tea in?
Heating water for what?
For tea.
Oh, a tea kettle.
Did you ever use that word kettle to mean the same as the wash pot? Do you ever think of a kettle as being something big?
No. People may in some sections, but I never did. That was a wash pot out in the backyard, but it's a tea kettle in the kitchen. It was black iron too, but it was a kettle.
Okay. And if you went out and cut some flowers to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase.
And what you have at the table to eat with is a... By your plate, you have a
knife and fork. Is that what you mean? Knife and fork and spoon.
Okay.
That's your...
And if you had more than one knife, you may have three or four.
That was your silver.
Well, and say if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Steak knives.
Okay. And you say after she washes the dishes, then she runs clear water over them and...
Rinses them, then she dries them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
It's a wash rag. It's a dish rag. Dish rag. And a drying rag.
What's the wash rag?
Well, we use sponges nowadays a lot. And that's what you put in the water, soapy water.